Departures from the week 11 to 16 September 2005.
Lillian's got a lot on her mind.
Take a seat, Jenny. As you see, you've got plenty of choice.
Matt has brought a lot of stuff over, hasn't
it's
he?
It's ridiculous. He'll have to sell some of it.
Oh, what does he think about that?
He thinks I should put some of mine in storage.
Well, perhaps you should.
Why?
This is a very comfortable sofa.
I know, but don't tell him I said so. Expect you to back me up, and with my plans for the kitchen and bathroom.
What plans?
Big ones, a total makeover. I'm going to start getting quotations this week.
You have got the bit between your teeth.
Well, that's the start of a new era. He should be getting his decree absolute this week.
Oh, that's good news. Where is he anyway?
Playing golf. I told him Mum was coming over for a family council. That's him got rid of him.
Yes.
It's Hazel, of course.
Well, I think we need to calm Mum down a bit.
Do you?
Well, I know you're for going in with all guns blazing.
Well, it's because I know Hazel's types. No point in being subtle.
It's a complicated situation, though, isn't it?
I don't think so. The sooner we get rid of her, the better.
Complicated between Mum and Jack, I mean. And I think Mum could afford to trust Jack a little bit more.
Oh, I don't. She's convinced he's well under Hazel's thumb, and I agree with her.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Hazel can do what she likes with him. She uses his illness.
Look, he's only forgetful.
Only? Look at the muddle he got into when he was staying with you.
I just meant it hasn't totally changed his personality. He's a shrewd operator. He always has been.
It doesn't look like it at the minute. Giving Hazel all that money for her so-called film company, and now she wants a hand in his businesses.
Oh, does she?
Yes. Mum said she's interested in helping to run them.
Oh, dear.
Afternoon, Kenton.
Oh, hi, Ed. What do you think about these carrots? Cathy's thinking of entering them for the flower and produce.
Oh, I see. Not as big as Grandad's.
Yeah, they're not as big as Mum's either. Gosh, he's really going all out for it this year.
Grandad doesn't care as long as he beats Bert.
Oh, I don't know how anyone can get so worked up about vegetables.
Oh, I thought you might like to know I've had a letter from Beth.
Oh, great. How's she doing?
Oh, she's having a whale of a time.
Huh?
She's been travelling across the States with her mate.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. She sent her love.
Oh, that's sweet of her. Well, give her mine, won't you? Still miss having her around the calf.
You got Brenda?
Well, not for long. She's off to uni soon.
Yeah, everyone's leaving.
Still, for once, I found a replacement.
What?
No need to sound quite so surprised.
Well, what about Emma?
Well, who knows when she'll be back? I want to impress the new owner.
Oh, right.
Yeah, seems like quite a good bloke, actually. Yeah, I'm really surprised.
Well, it's all going well for you, then.
Yeah, for the moment. So what's up with you, then, eh?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, come on. Look, tell your Uncle Kenton all about it.
That was just that letter from Beth.
Oh, I see. Still carrying a torch, eh?
Oh, no, it's not that. I mean, it was nice while it lasted, but...
It was a holiday romance, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was something like that.
All right.
And I saw this travelling she's doing. She's really seeing the world. I'm just stuck here.
Well, nothing to stop you going off again.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been thinking.
Hey, look, you know, the world's your oyster.
I've been thinking about Australia.
God, haven't we all? With the test going the way it is.
No, I didn't mean that.
Don't tell me you haven't been watching it.
I'm more of a football man myself.
You don't know what you're missing. Do yourself a favour. Follow a good team.
Well, why aren't you glued to the telly, then?
Well, they came off a bad light. Cathy sent me out to water the plants and to calm my nerves.
Close again, is it?
Oh, yeah, it could be. Brilliant fight back, though. Flintoff took 5 wickets in 18 overs.
What, are we batting now?
Yeah, we're 7-1. We need just, you know, to dig in and hang on in there. It's more about time than runs now. And my tactic would be to...
Look,
just,
when I said I was thinking about Australia, I meant I was thinking about going over there to work.
That's a good idea. Just, yeah, don't mention the cricket,
Sorry I'm late.
That's okay, Mum, don't worry.
Hello, Mum.
It gave us a chance to catch up. I didn't want to leave until Jack was having his afternoon nap.
No, it's fine.
At least you don't have to worry about leaving him to Hazel's tender mercies anymore.
That is one good thing about her moving up to Grey Gables.
Oh, Hazel's at home.
At the lodge?
Yes.
Why?
She came for Sunday lunch.
You invited her?
Of course not. She invited herself.
I might have known.
Well, at least she said Jack did. But he couldn't remember, so I don't know.
He might have done, Mum.
Well, at least you were there.
Maybe he did. He was very pleased to see her.
He's alone in that.
It worries me so. She could claim he told her all sorts of things and he wouldn't know. We wouldn't know.
Well, I'm sure if it was something really big, he would.
Do you think so? Anyway, you've told Jennifer, I presume.
But she's thinking of moving back here, yeah.
She's told Jack and he's delighted, apparently. She's talking about taking over Grey Gables.
No!
You are joking.
I wish I was. She wants Jack to let her run it as a family business.
Oh, and Sydney Harbour is one of the wonders of the world. And Melbourne is a really buzzing city. You've got to go there. And then there's the Great Barrier Reef and Uluru. Oh, I just love the place.
Yeah, no, but you said you'd fill me in on the practicalities.
Sorry, man, I got carried away.
Yeah, I noticed.
Okay, well, it's really simple. I mean, you're under 30, no dependents, yeah?
No, what? Well,
wife, kids, I mean, yeah? I mean, you haven't got a swanky pad hidden away somewhere, have you?
No.
Right. Well, then you can apply for a working holiday visa, which means you'll be allowed to stay for a year.
What, as long as that?
Yeah.
Well, do I need a job to go to or anything?
No, I don't think so.
Right.
But, you know, even if you do, that's not a problem. One of my mates can fix you up.
What, really?
Yeah, no worries, mate.
Oh, nice one, Kenton.
And you're only supposed to earn enough to cover your expenses.
Right.
It's all right. That just means you can only stay in any one job for 3 months.
So I'm going to have to find three or four, then.
Well, that's not going to be a problem. Well, with your farming background, you'll easily find seasonal work. And, hey, it's a great way to see the country.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds brilliant. Yeah.
Right, what else? You need a return ticket.
Yeah, I bet that's going to be pricey, isn't it?
There's nothing like it was when I first went out there. If you work it out per mile, it's probably cheaper than going into Porchester.
Yeah, but even so...
And the quicker you go, the better. Now, it's still their winter, so the fares won't be as high.
That suits me.
Yeah. Hey, you might even get a charter flight if you can stand being cooped up for that long.
I don't care as long as I get out of here. Well,
why don't you start looking on the net for flights and then get in touch with the Australian Embassy for the forms? Hmm?
Well, I can't believe it's as simple as that. There's got to be a catch.
Well, I think you have to show you've got some money in the bank, you know, just in case it all goes pear-shaped and you have to support yourself.
Oh, great, now you tell me.
Hey, Ed, it's only a bank statement.
Once I've paid for the flight, there won't be anything on my bank statement. I'm not on the credit side, anyway.
No, I mean, all you got to do is find someone to lend you the money so it'll show up on your statement.
Oh, right, yeah, that's all.
You'll get work, trust me, you'd never need to touch it, and they'd be sure of getting it back.
You offering?
No, but, you know, you must know someone with a bit of spare cash lying around who thinks you're a good bet.
The spare cash don't stay spare for long in our house.
Hey, what about Oliver? I mean, he could lend you a couple of thou and not even notice it.
Well, I suppose I could ask him.
Yeah, of course you could. Well, no harm in asking, is there?
The problem is, she's actually got Jack saying he'll think about it.
Well, that's a stalling tactic, surely, if ever I heard one.
Is it?
Oh, yes. Think of the implications. I mean, what about Caroline?
Indeed. I mean, what would happen to her?
I don't think Hazel cares.
No, but Jack does. He'd never do anything to hurt Caroline.
But Hazel's so clever. She told him she was willing to take the responsibility of looking after Grey Gables off his shoulders.
Oh, she couldn't look after a burger bar.
But she wouldn't alter the day-to-day running of the place at all.
Oh, Jack knows that would never work.
Do you think so?
Well, Caroline had resigned for a start.
And as we said, he wouldn't want that.
Oh, I wish I could be sure. The trouble is, Jack truly believes Hazel's got his best interests at heart.
What heart?
Oh, he's bound to see she hasn't if she carries on like this.
I've tried to tell him, but it's hard. He loves her.
I think Jenny's right. This is so blatant.
And even if I could convince him, I think it might break his heart. And he'd never forgive me.
You don't need to convince him of anything, Mum.
No. I know her type. They always overreach themselves. She's riding for a fall.
Oh, I wish I thought so.
She knows you've got your family behind you, Mum.
That's true.
Well, that should give her pause for thought.
If we present a united front...
Exactly. You talk to Tony about this.
Oh, I don't want to worry him. He was so upset about Tom's business. And now with him moving it to... Well, it just doesn't seem like a very good time.
Coming in with Brian's a great chance for Tom. Tony's got no need to feel worried.
It doesn't matter. We don't need to involve him. Not yet, anyway.
You just sit tight, Mum. You know we're ready to support you if we have to.
That is a great comfort.
But we don't want to strike until we see the whites of her eyes.
No.
Give her enough rope and she may hang herself.
I was just so panicked. The idea of her taking over Great Gables...
It hasn't happened yet, Mum. And if you ask me, it never will.
Oh, Dad. Had a nice nap.
Yes, thank you.
I was just going to bring you up a cup of tea.
Well, that was kind.
My pleasure. Here, come and sit down. I'll just move these papers.
Oh, right. I hope you haven't been too bored.
No, no.
Good. Where's Peggy?
She went over to see Lillian. Don't you remember?
Oh, yes. I'm still a bit sleepy.
You just sit here and relax. I'll get you that tea in a moment.
There's no rush.
No. You can tell me what you did yesterday.
Oh, nothing special, I don't think. I was looking for the parrot.
What? Oh, oh yes.
Didn't see it, though.
Well, I'm sure it'll turn up.
I hope so. Oh, it was so beautiful.
So, you were bird-watching. Plenty of time to think, then.
About the parrot?
About what I said to you on Friday.
Friday?
Yes. I told you how much I'd like to stay permanently in Ambridge.
Yes. Well, that will be wonderful.
I'd have to find something to do, though.
Of course. A woman with your energy and talents.
I mentioned the idea of me looking after Grey Gables for you.
Yes, I remember. I wrote it down in my notebook.
Well, that's good.
To remind myself to think about it.
And have you?
Have I what?
Thought about it.
Oh, yes.
Did you reach any conclusions?
Well, it's a very interesting idea.
I think so. Killing two birds with one stone?
Yes.
I could stay here.
Oh, I'd like that.
And you wouldn't have to worry about Grey Gables any more.
It's very kind of you to want to help me out like this.
So you'll let me?
I'll think about it. Maybe I could do with that tea now, Hazel, if it's not too much trouble.
Of course it's not. Anything to keep you happy, Dad. You know that.
Now in Ambridge, it's Monday morning, and where's Sam when you need him?
That's the way. Clever girl.
Ruth, are you busy?
Just teaching this calf to suck on here. She seems to be getting the hang of it.
That cow that started calving this morning, there's still nothing happening. Can you come see what you think?
Fine, it won't be a minute.
Of course, if Sam were here...
Oh, come on now, dear.
Well, it's not a very good time for him to choose to take a long weekend, is it?
He'll be back today.
The milking to do this morning, that calving last night...
However did we manage without him?
Oh, I suppose you're right, we used to.
One morning's not going to make that much difference. I don't mind you moaning to me.
Thanks.
But just don't take it out on Sam when he does turn up.
Well, did he give you any idea when that might be?
He was planning to leave first thing this morning.
Hmm. Well, something went wrong then. It's nearly lunchtime.
He'll be back. This'll have to go to work too.
He said he'd be back last night.
Well, they were obviously in the middle of a big discussion when he ran. If they're breaking up, well, I mean, he couldn't just walk out, could he?
Great, that's all we need. A lovesick herd manager.
It's a terrible thing to say. But wouldn't it be better for us if they did break up?
Why?
Well, because if they don't, Fliss might want him to go and live with her in Cheshire.
Hope you don't mind me taking my lunch now.
Oh, of course not. Anya's holding the fort so I can check out these invoices. Actually, it's ages since I had breakfast.
Yeah, you were in the shop bright and early.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to avoid family meals, to be honest with you.
Why? Oh, Helen, you're not...
Oh, no, I'm fine. It's just, well, you know the situation.
Things still tense between Tom and your dad.
Oh, how could they be anything else? My brother's not my favourite person at the moment.
I don't suppose you're alone in that.
The way he's treated Dad, and giving up on organics so easily, I just can't understand it.
Well, Tom seems to find it easy to give up quite a lot of things.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kirsty. Oh, that was tactless of me.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not saying it didn't hurt with Tom, but...
Well, at least Sam's around.
Oh, I wish.
Oh, dear. Things not working out with him.
Oh, I don't know what they're doing. I haven't seen him for over a week.
That's okay, isn't it? I thought you were trying to keep your distance till he'd sorted things out with Fliss.
I was. But I cracked. I rang him over the weekend.
Bad news?
No news. He's gone to Cheshire, apparently. I checked with Ruth. How pathetic's that?
It's not pathetic at all. That's good, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Look, if he was going to end it, he'd have to do it face to face, wouldn't he?
I suppose. If he was going to end it.
Are you not hopeful?
That's a bit of a risk, isn't it? Giving a man an ultimatum. I don't like being backed into corners.
It wasn't an ultimatum. You just told him how you felt. That's reasonable enough.
I couldn't start anything with him while he was still sick, Fliss.
Of course you couldn't.
Oh, maybe it's just a rebound thing with me.
Don't really think that, do you?
No. No, and to be fair to Tom, we have been in a rut. Things weren't like they used to be. I don't think what happened with Tamsin would have happened if we'd been okay.
Well, that's very charitable of you.
Well, that's the truth. And if I'm being honest, well, there always was an attraction between me and Sam.
And it's mutual. Anyone can see that.
Do you think so?
Of course.
Well, then why hasn't he rung, Helen?
Had enough now. Good girl.
Ruth, I am so sorry.
Sam, hi.
Oh, I thought I'd be back before this, but... Oh, we overslept and then there was a smash on the motorway.
It's all right, you're here now.
I bet David's not too impressed, is he?
He'll live. So, how'd it go?
Well...
Sorry, you don't have to tell me, of course. Not if you don't want to.
No, I do. I want to explain. The thing was, well... Fliss and I had a lot to talk about.
I can imagine.
When we were still in the middle of it yesterday evening. I couldn't just walk out.
No, of course not.
We're up half the night in the end.
But you came to a decision.
Yeah. We've decided to go our separate ways.
Oh, Sam, I am sorry.
No, I think it's for the best. For both of us.
And it was a mutual decision?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was prepared to try and make a go of things, but only if Fliss moved down here.
I see.
It's a long-distance thing. It was just no good.
And she wasn't prepared to do that?
No. That's fair enough, I suppose.
Of course.
Actually, she'd had the same idea. She thought we might have a future.
Oh, right.
But only if I moved to Cheshire. And I couldn't do that.
Couldn't you?
Of course not. Well, you know how happy I am here. At least I hope you do. I love this job.
That's good to hear. But sad for you and Fliss. I shouldn't ask, and I know it's none of my business.
Oh, go on.
Well, where does this leave you and Kirsty?
I don't know. Well, I know what I want, but...
I thought she'd made her feelings pretty clear, too.
Yeah, she might have changed her mind. She seems to have been avoiding me.
She rang at the weekend.
Well, she rang you.
She tried you first, of course. She wondered where you were.
And you told her I was in Cheshire?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that wrong?
No, of course not. But... Oh, I don't know what to do. Do you think I should ring her?
No, not in the state you're in at the moment.
No, you're probably right.
Look... Why don't you give yourself some breathing space? I'm sure that'll work out better for you and Kirsty in the end.
Yeah. I think you're right. Oh, thanks, Ruth.
What was that for?
It's been great to talk to you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, don't be daft.
Ah, the Wanderer returns.
Oh, David, I am so sorry for messing you about like this.
Well, you're here now.
Yeah. So, well, what do you want me to do?
Right, there's a cow and a new calf you might like to cast your expert eye over.
Of course, I'll get onto it right away.
Right, I'll be with you in a minute. So, what's the story?
He has split up with Fliss.
Oh, great. Is he very upset? Is she?
I don't think so. He said it was a mutual decision.
Oh, well, it doesn't sound too bad then.
You'll be pleased to hear that one of the reasons was that she did want him to move up to Cheshire.
And?
And he said he couldn't leave his job here because he loved it too much.
Mm. Well, that's a relief. So it's all settled then?
Well, he's still got to sort things out with Kirsty.
Oh, good Lord. Wouldn't he like a bit of a break?
Oh, don't be such a misery. Look, the sooner Sam can work things out with Kirsty, the sooner we'll have a happy herd manager again. And you can help.
Me?
Well, I think you might be in need of a little fatherly advice. Why don't you take him for a pint after work?
Dad?
brought you a cup of tea. And you're dead to the world, aren't you? Good. Now, where's that notebook? There. Grey Gables. Good. Did remember that then. What about... what? Power of attorney? Peggy, not as dumb as you look, huh? Right.
What? Peggy?
No, Dad, it's me.
Oh.
Hazel.
Hazel, I was asleep.
Having your afternoon nap. I brought you a nice cup of tea.
You are kind. Where's Peggy?
She went out.
Where to?
Didn't she tell you?
Maybe. Oh, I'm still a bit sleepy. I expect it'll come back to me.
I expect it will.
Didn't she tell you where she was going?
No. But it doesn't matter. I'm here.
Yes. Oh, you're very good to me.
It's my pleasure.
Mm.
Is the tea all right?
Oh, yes. It's lovely. Just the way I like it.
Good.
Aren't you having a cup?
In a minute. I was just flicking through your notebook while I was waiting for you to wake up. Hope you don't mind.
My notebook?
This one.
Oh, yes. I just jot everything down to make sure I don't forget anything important.
I know.
Checking up on me?
No, of course not.
Don't worry. I told you I hadn't forgotten our conversation about Grey Gables.
No, you'd written it all down.
Of course. I think it's a good idea. In principle.
And the power of attorney thing? You think that's a good idea too?
Power of attorney?
See, here it is.
Oh, that was ages ago. Look, way back.
But you thought it was a good idea.
Peggy did.
Did she? She never said anything to me about it.
No? Oh, maybe she forgot. Must be catching.
I don't think so. I should be kept informed about anything like that, you know.
Should you?
Yes, I should. As your daughter. I sometimes think Peggy isn't quite as careful about that kind of thing as she might be.
Oh, I'm sure she didn't mean to upset you. It was so long ago, before you came.
All the more reason to let me know. It's a serious step. She should have informed your family.
But there wasn't any reason to. I didn't like the idea.
Didn't you?
Didn't see the need, really.
Then Peggy can't have explained it to you very well. I think it's quite a sensible idea.
Do you?
Oh, yes, Dad. Yes, I do.
Oh, thanks for this, Alan. Mm. I thought you could do with a pick-me-up.
Mm. I could.
Don't look now. I think you're about to get one. Hi, Sam.
Oh, hi, Helen. Kirsty.
Hiya. You back, then?
Yeah, I am.
Well, let me get you a pint, Sam.
Cheers. But I'm here with David. He's just popped to the gents.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get him one, too.
Cheers. You all right? I'm sorry if I startled you.
No, I just wasn't expecting to see you. I wasn't sure how long you'd be away.
Well, I got back at lunchtime.
All right.
Ruth told me you'd rung.
Did she?
Yeah, I did think about ringing back.
Oh,
but
that's okay.
I wanted to get my head a little bit clearer before I told you.
Told me what?
Fliss and I, well, we've decided to call it a day.
Really?
Yeah. It was a mutual decision. Neither of us was prepared to move, just to be together.
Oh. Well, I know how much you love your job at Brookfield.
No, it isn't just that. If I hadn't met you, well, I might at least have tried.
Right.
But you and Brookfield, well, that's a pretty potent combination.
I'm up there with the dairy cows, aren't I? Well, I am flattered.
Yeah, flattered enough to go out with me.
Yeah, I think I might be able to do that.
Linda's had a vision.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Woolley.
Hello, Roy.
What can I do for you?
I was looking for Hazel. She doesn't seem to be in her room.
No, she's gone to London for a couple of days.
London? Oh. Do you know when she'll be back?
I don't, I'm afraid. Linda might, but I don't know where she's got to.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It wasn't important.
Well, I can ask Linda for you when I see her.
Roy! Roy! You've got to come and look.
Here she is.
You'll never guess what I've seen. Oh, hello, Peggy.
Afternoon, Linda.
Mrs. Woolley was just wondering if you knew when Hazel might be back.
Thursday, I think. She couldn't get an appointment with her solicitor till tomorrow.
Her solicitor?
Well, can we talk about it later? Come and see what I've found. It might not be there for much longer.
Go on. Up you go.
That's right. Get on with you.
Oh, just that last lot to get in, then we can get them over to Home Farm.
Can we have a breather?
Yeah, so it's me. I've been packing sausages all morning, and the phone was ringing all the time.
Poor you.
Come on, Neil. Lighten up. There's not many more of these young pigs left. We should have them all moved by the end of the week.
Oh, good.
Look, I can't keep saying I'm sorry.
No? Not even when things keep happening that are your fault.
What am I supposed to have done now?
Betty's hens have got red mite.
How is that my fault?
She only just noticed red stains on the eggs.
Red?
Blood. Tiny spots.
Oh, yeah.
And when I went to take a look, there was grey ash under the feed tracks.
What does that mean?
It means they must have had it for weeks. Can't think why she didn't notice it before.
She's not been collecting the eggs, has she, from what I hear? Got Roy and Haley on the job.
Yeah, I never thought that was a good idea.
Well, if she's busy.
We're all busy, aren't we? I mean, she had the cheek to blame me for it. Says I haven't been pulling my weight.
Oh, I see.
When have I had time with all the stuff I've had to do for you, not to mention the worry?
I see. My fault, of course.
Oh, I don't entirely blame you.
Makes a change.
They are Betty's hens. I only went in with her as a favour.
What are you going to do about it?
Oh, I'll have to spray all the hen houses. That should do it till the birds are cold.
Then you'll start fresh.
After we've given the hen houses another good going over.
That doesn't sound too bad.
I don't know what she expects from me. I'm not a magician. I can't be in two places at once.
Well, look on the bright side. Once we've got all these pigs moved, you'll have much more time on your hands.
Was that supposed to be a joke, Tom?
No, I was just...
I'm glad you think that's funny, because me and Betty don't.
I didn't mean
it. Doesn't matter. Come on, let's get on, shall we?
There you are. Up there, in that tree.
Well, what are we looking at?
Shh, not so loud, Roy. You'll frighten it away. Look, there. Good heavens.
Isn't it beautiful?
Never seen anything like that before.
I was so worried it would fly away before you saw it. You might have thought I was imagining it.
Yes.
Although the guests have been talking about it, but so many of them are from the cities, they think any kind of bird is exotic.
What is it, do you think? Some sort of parrot?
Must be.
It is very striking.
Yeah. What's it doing here, though?
I'll find out. I'll soon identify it.
Suppose it might be a pet that escaped.
That's what Jack thought.
Jack?
Mr. Woolley seen it as well.
Yes.
Well, he didn't say anything.
Oh, it wasn't there. It was in our garden a couple of weeks ago.
A couple of weeks? Well, why didn't you say anything? I might have been more ready to believe the guests then. Yeah,
but not everyone shares your passion for birdwatching.
But this is such a rare find. I can't understand why you weren't more excited about it.
Oh, Jack was.
Well, then, why...
We just didn't get round to it.
Well, that's good, isn't it, Linda? Leaves all the glory for you.
There you go. Oh, off with you.
Here's your new home. Go on.
You finished with me, then?
You could just wait till I've got the electric fence up.
Oh, I could do with getting on. Gotta go and spray the hen houses.
Oh, yeah.
Try and save some of those sick birds you find so hilarious.
All I said...
That might not be sick, if it wasn't for you.
For heaven's sake, Neil, give it a rest.
What?
I've had enough. I'm sorry things didn't work out the way we'd hoped. Do you think I'm happy my business went bust?
Happy enough to be making wisecracks.
To try and lighten the atmosphere... I know you think I let you down, but it wasn't all one way. I did lend you £10,000.
Oh, that's right. Threw that in my face.
I was just trying to point out that I'm not responsible for everything that's going wrong in your life.
I didn't say you were.
You practically accused me of giving Betty's hens red mites.
All I said was that...
Tom. Neil. A lovely afternoon, isn't it?
For some.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Yes, Brian, it is.
More pigs. Is there no end to it?
We had a lot of youngsters coming on.
Should have them all over by the end of the week.
Bit of a waste now, they don't need to be organic.
All the more for our new enterprise. I must say they're looking good.
Thanks. Neil takes a lot of the credit for that.
A lot of good it's done me.
Well, I'm grateful. These are just the kind of healthy pigs we're featuring on the new packaging.
Packaging?
The designer couldn't have done a better job if he'd taken photographs.
What designer?
Oh, didn't I tell you? Well, get Jenny to fill you in, because I need to speak to Adam now. He might need me to take a shift on the drilling.
I don't understand.
No, don't worry. She's up to speed. Drop in when you finish this lot. I'm sure she'll give you a cup of tea. See you.
What? He's a whirlwind, isn't he? Always on the go, fingering every pie. Yeah. You didn't know about this new packaging, then? I knew we'd need it, obviously, but...
I bet that's not all you don't know.
I still don't understand why Peggy didn't tell anyone about Mr. Woolley seeing the parrot.
Isn't it obvious? You weren't very tactful with her.
Me? What are you talking about?
She couldn't be sure he'd really seen it.
Well, why... Oh, I see.
Yes.
Yes. Hazel thinks he's really deteriorating.
How would she know? She's only been here 5 minutes.
You really don't like her, do you?
Not a lot.
Well, as I said, she's always charming to me.
Oh, well, I didn't like the way she messed Caroline about over her rooms.
Yes, well, Caroline's never been the most flexible of people. I dread to think how she's going to cope with the maze tomorrow.
She doesn't need to cope. Just observe our teamwork and leadership qualities.
She'll still have to get out of it.
Yeah, we'll be working as a team to make sure we all do that.
It won't be a problem. I know how. It's perfectly logical and laughably simple.
Well, I should think it will be a laugh, one way or another.
That tea okay for you, Tom? It's not too weak.
No, it's fine, thanks.
Would you like a biscuit?
No, thanks, I'm fine.
Just say the word.
There was something.
Oh, a piece of cake.
No, something Brian said I could ask you about.
Oh, well, fire away then.
About the new packaging?
Oh, yes, it's good, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I didn't realise Brian had gone ahead with it.
Tom, oh, I am sorry. Well, I'm sure he meant to tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, you know Brian. He likes to get on with things.
Apparently.
And he thought the sooner we had it ready, the sooner you could have your product in the shops.
I appreciate that, but...
I did offer to design it myself. You know, I did the poster for the Magimays.
Yeah, it's not really the same.
No, that's what Brian said. Of course you had to use a professional.
Of course we did.
And luckily he knew just the man.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. And I must say they're very good.
He's finished them already?
Yes. Would you like to see them? The folders are here somewhere. We were showing Adam.
Were you?
Oh, good. Tommy are here.
Yeah.
Pigs all sorted?
Yeah. Look, Brian, about this packaging.
I was just going to show Tom the design. Oh, here they are.
I told you. Jenny got all the info.
She had, yeah. I really would have liked to...
Here you are.
Think you'll be impressed.
Well, I certainly was.
That's all that matters then, isn't it?
Well, it helps. Jenny's got an eye for these things.
Oh, thank you, darling.
So what do you think?
Well, yeah, they look very...
Just the ticket, eh? I told them we wanted to emphasise the freshness of our product.
And how local it is. No wasted transport miles.
Hence the name. Tom Archer Sausages from the Vale of Ambridge. It's good, eh?
I'm glad my name's still on it.
Well, Jenny gave him a few ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I agree the designs are good and the name's all right, but... I would have liked to have been consulted.
Well, I didn't want to bother you. I mean, you're so busy.
Even so.
We had to move fast.
But if you don't like the name, I'm sure we can change it.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got a better idea, but...
Well, I haven't really had a chance to think about it, have I? Since I didn't know it was happening.
Well, there's no point in wasting your valuable time when we've got something so good already.
Oh, darling, you shouldn't steamroll it, Tom.
I'd just like to have been consulted, that's all.
And you will be when you've wound your old operation up, but I know you're running a one-man band at the moment.
I still need to be involved.
Yes, and you are. I'm just taking up a bit of the slack. I've got some more good news for you.
Oh, yeah?
I had a call from that catering butcher I talked to last week. He wants a dozen cases to try out on his customer.
Darling, that's wonderful.
I mean, okay, it's only a small amount, but it's a foot in the door. That's the main thing.
Definitely.
And now we've got to work on him. Get him to push the product with this pub chain he looks after.
Well, that's great. But as I said...
I told you, Tom, with me behind you, the sky's the limit. We're really going places.
Hey, have that piece of cake now. We've got something to celebrate.
Yeah, all right, then. I'll just wash my hands.
Oh. I thought you'd be more enthusiastic.
Darling, you hurt his feelings. Couldn't you see that? You should have told him about it.
Why?
Well, they are his sausages.
Not anymore, they're not. He's in partnership now. I want to make it quite clear who the senior partner is.
Oh, Brian.
You'll thank me for it in the end, Jenny.
Here's your pint.
Oh, thanks, mate. Oh, gosh, I needed that. Tough day. They're all tough at the moment. I'm packing sausages and running the office single-handed all morning, and moving pigs all afternoon. It's a nightmare. Might have to run away to Australia with Ed Grundy.
What, give up your wonderful new partnership with Brian Aldridge?
Partnership? That's a laugh. He only went and ordered all the new packaging without telling me.
Don't you like it?
Well, yeah, it's fine, but that's not the point.
Well, what is then?
He should have consulted me.
And what was his excuse?
Said he knew how busy I was and wanted to take some of the load off me.
You have just been whinging about that. You can't have it both ways, mate.
Oh, thanks. Fine friend you are.
You're not going to like what I'm going to say next, either. But I'd rather you heard it from me.
Oh, God. What now? Go on.
It's about Kirsty.
Yeah?
Well, Kirsty and Sam. Brenda saw him in here last night. Very, lovey-dovey.
Is that right?
Afraid so. Looks like they're an item.
Oh, well. Served me right, I suppose. Though Lord knows what she sees in Sam.
You okay, mate?
Yeah, I'll live. Anyway, enough about me. How's life treating you?
Oh, great. Yeah, Mum's in a filthy mood because she's got some parasite in her ends.
Red mite. Neil was telling me. Apparently that's my fault.
That's funny. Mum thinks it's Ailey's.
Oh, good. I'm glad someone else is getting it in the neck.
Yeah, me. Mum's driving Ailey mad, so she's on my back about us moving out again.
You see, it's not so bad being single.
Yeah, and tomorrow, I've got to spend a day in the Maggi Maze with Linda Snell. And you think you got problems.
Yeah.
Caroline and Oliver are in for an amazing day.
Nice to be able to have breakfast together.
Oh, yes. I didn't have to be at the Maze till 10.
Well, that sounds like a fun day. I think Rob was quite jealous he couldn't come.
We'll have to take him before he goes back home.
I shall miss him. I mean, he's a nice lad. So, have you got any theories about how to get out?
Linda has. According to her, we'll only be in there for half an hour.
I see.
So if I'm not back by 10 tonight, send a search party.
I will. Well, you've got a nice day for it anyway.
Yes. What are you going to do with yourself?
Oh, usual routine. Ed did say he wanted to talk to me.
Oh, yeah.
I know something's on his mind. He seemed very restless lately.
It's nice to get a lift to work.
Make the most of it. Might be the last time you ever see me.
I've told you. Easy peasy. Just do the opposite of what you think you should.
Well, that's clear.
It worked for me at Hampton Court. I only found the centre because I was looking for the exit.
But we'll be at the centre.
Fine. If you want to spend the day walking around in circles with Linda Snell.
Oh, don't.
Look on the bright side. You might manage to lose her permanently.
No such luck. Robert would come and find her.
Yeah, he always looks out for her, bless him. And talking of husbands looking out for the wives...
Oh, yeah, darling, I will talk to Mum, I promise.
I realise she's upset about her precious hens, but it's not my fault they've got red mites.
I know.
Well, how was I supposed to know it was a bad sign the eggs had spots? I'm a brummy. I used to think eggs came ready-packed in cartons of six.
I remember. You were such a townie.
You're too right. First time I came here, Dad and I went through the village twice before we realised we were in the right place. Where I come from, a pub, a shop and a few ducks do not constitute a centre of population.
And now you even know what oilseed rape is.
I've learnt a lot, but it doesn't make me an expert on parasites of hens. Frankly, the less I know about what comes out of a hen's backside...
I get the picture. I'll talk to Mum.
I was doing her a favour.
Yeah, I know. I think things will be better when Brenda goes.
Why? But she's my only ally.
Yeah, I know you'll miss her, but there'll be more room. We shan't be so on top of each other.
No, Roy, no. You're not using that as an excuse.
I wasn't.
Well, if Brenda's making a break for freedom, then so are we.
What are you doing, Linda?
Walking round the outside of the maze, actually.
I can see that. Why?
It'll give me a sense of the internal space.
Do you think so?
It's very important. Trust me, Ian. I'll have us out of here within the hour.
Good. I'd like to be back in time to see to the lunches. I'm not convinced my sous chef's ready to cope on his own.
But isn't he coming?
Of course not.
But this is supposed to be a team-building exercise.
Does Caroline know?
Well, she had the strange idea that getting the gas fed took preference.
Well, I expect you'll be able to find your way out.
Why?
Well, hasn't Adam given you any handy hints?
No, he hasn't.
Morning!
Oh, Roy, here you are, at last.
Well, I'm not late, am I?
Well, I just thought you'd be here early to do a recce.
Yeah, Linda's been walking round the outside of the maze. Have you? Why?
Morning.
Oh, morning.
Oh, good. The team's all here.
Trudy's not.
She's coming with Adam.
Oh, trying to get the secret out of him, is she?
He wouldn't tell her.
I think they're talking about your move. Look, here they come.
Right, team. We ready?
Shall we have a group hug?
Can't that wait till we've got the blindfolds on?
She's in good condition. Nothing wrong with her that I can see. Well, unless you spotted something, of course.
Me? Oh, no.
Look, Ed, why didn't you get whatever it is you want to tell me off your chest, eh? Come on.
Well, the thing is, you know I said a couple of weeks ago that I was thinking about going to Australia?
Uh-huh.
Do you think that's a daft idea?
No. Well, I know you've been restless.
Yeah. Well, I talked to Kenton. He was really helpful about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can stay for a year, and he said it'd be easy to find jobs with my farming background.
Yeah, sounds ideal. Much more satisfying than visiting every beach in the world, which seems to be some young people's idea of travel.
Well, I want to do it properly. I got in touch with the embassy, I got all the gen. They're sending the forms out.
Already? Well, you are serious.
Yeah, been on the net looking for cheap flights and
well,
all.
Well, I'm impressed.
Do you think I can pull it off?
Well, of course you could. At this stage of your life, it would be an excellent thing to do.
Thanks.
I mean, it could be the making of you.
Yeah. Well, there is just one snag.
Right. Here we are, at the centre.
Last.
How shall we proceed from here? Any ideas?
No, it's quite simple.
Yeah, of course. That's why people are lost in here for hours.
You just put your right hand on one side of the maze and follow it, and that takes you out.
Or as you're walking round in circles.
Why would it do that?
Because that's how mazes are constructed. The word maze is a bit of a clue.
Oh, no. Not if you don't let go. Don't you agree, Caroline?
Well, why don't you try it, Linda? And if you get to the exit, you shout and we can follow you.
Well, wouldn't it be easier if you just all came with me?
Well, not if we're all going to end up walking around in circles.
Well, if you've got a better idea.
Have you got any theories, Ian? Well, I've heard that you just have to keep turning right.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Oh, sorry, was that left?
If that was true, Adam would have led us here by just turning left or right, and he certainly didn't do that.
Try your idea, Linda. Prove us wrong.
Well, I'm not very happy about doing it on my own. Suppose I...
Get lost?
Twist my ankle.
No, good point. Why don't you take Trudy? She must be bored for sunbathing.
I shall. And, we'll see you at the exit. Trudy, come with me.
Thanks, Roy. She was really starting to get on my nerves.
Is that why you wanted her to go on ahead?
I thought too many false starts would wear the team out. If she's right, that's great.
And if she's wrong, she might be a bit less know-it-all about everything.
I wouldn't hold your breath.
I don't know how you two stand working with her.
She keeps us amused, doesn't she, Caroline?
She certainly does that.
And you have to hand it to her. She's got so much energy. She does get things...
Oh, keep up, Trudy.
Oh, dear.
Are we going to get more of a break than that?
Now, we just follow this wall round and... Oh.
Hello, Linda.
Well, I don't understand it. I thought it was foolproof.
Never mind. It was worth a try.
Now we know what we need to do if we want to find the centre. Well, I have to show I've got money in the bank in case of emergencies.
That seems like a sensible precaution anyway.
Well, it would be if I had any money.
Ah, see the problem.
Well, getting the airfare together is just about going to clean me out.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, even then I'm banking on getting some birthday money.
What, for your 21st?
This other money, well, it's just a formality, really.
In what sense?
Well, I wouldn't touch it. I'm sure to get work out there. I'd pay back as soon as I could.
Ah.
I mean, you're the only person I know with that kind of spare cash.
Indeed.
And you're the only person that'd believe that...
That you're serious?
No, that you'd get it back. You know you can trust me, Oliver.
Yes, I do.
I know it's a big thing to ask, but... Do you think you can help me out?
Peaceful, isn't it?
Without Linda and Ian bickering, yeah.
Don't you think it was a bit of a risk sending them off together to try out Ian's method?
I hope working together may help them to settle their differences.
It's a good theory.
And if Ian's method doesn't work, well, they're all square, aren't they?
It's true. Have you got any ideas of your own?
Yes, but I wanted to let them try out theirs first.
That's very forbearing of you.
It doesn't matter whose idea it is, does it? As long as we get out.
And right again.
Looks like that happy hour is as far off as ever.
And then round this corner. Oh,
there Ian.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Linda.
Oh, it's all right. My idea didn't work either.
You two haven't moved, have you?
Now, would we?
That's it, then. I'm completely disorientated.
Me too. Oh, where's Trudy? Don't tell me she's found her way out.
Yeah, she's topping up her tan again, look.
That's where my sunglasses got to. Well, that's something, I suppose. I thought they were lost forever, too.
And what are we going to do?
Dunno.
We should have left a trail of pebbles, like Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, good idea, Linda.
And Adam would have noticed.
He will come and find us, won't he?
Of course he will. Don't worry.
I've got an idea, if you'd like to try it.
Of course, anything.
Just let me get back to Grey Gables in time to do the dinners. I'll be happy.
I'm afraid it involves going back to the centre.
Oh, don't worry about that.
At least we know how to find that.
OK, you stay here and have a rest. I'll give you a shout when I get there.
Right you are.
Yeah, you're the boss.
I wonder if we'll ever see him again.
Of course we will. He knows what he's doing.
I'm starting to get quite panicky.
Well, you're not going to let a little thing like a maze freak you. A woman of your spirits.
Thank you.
Imagine it. Look, sorry if I was a bit snappy with you earlier.
Oh, well, I may have been a little too sure of myself.
No, not at all.
I wonder how long it'll take Roy to find the centre.
I'm sure he'll be as quick as he can.
I hope so.
What a morning. It was a bit of a disaster all round.
I think it's been a great success.
I'm there, Chief!
Oh, thank goodness!
Follow my voice! I'll soon have you out!
So, come on then. What's the secret?
Well, I'm not telling you.
Charming!
Well, it might come in handy, in case I ever want to lose you in the maze.
You better not try. I can't believe you're really not going to tell me.
We'll take Phoebe. She'd be able to work it out in about 5 minutes.
She's a child prodigy.
Yeah, well, anyone could. It's really simple.
Linda and Ian couldn't. Yeah,
they weren't keeping an open mind.
Oh.
I had to let them try out their daft theories before they trust me.
Oh, very clever. You haven't been trying any of these mind games on me recently, have you?
You'd see through them straight away.
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
But not surprised. I always knew you had leadership potential.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, for your next trick, Christopher Columbus, you can get us out of Willow Farm.
Sounds like Roy did really well.
He did. Kept calm, thought things through, knew his team's strengths and weaknesses.
I learned all that from you.
Thank you. So, how did you get on with Ed?
Well, that was a surprise. You know how he talked to me a few weeks ago about going to Australia?
Mm.
Well, he's actually going to go.
Emigrating? That's a bit drastic.
No, just for a year, on a working holiday.
Sounds like fun.
Well, a bit more than that, I think. I sometimes feel I'm the only person who sees what potential there is in Ed.
You've certainly done your best to develop it.
So I've decided to put my money where my mouth is.
You're not paying his airfare.
No. He just needs some money in the bank for emergencies. He says he'll pay it back.
If you think you can trust him.
I do. This is a great chance for him. I don't want anything to stand in his way.
Clary and Eddie are in for a shock.
That smells good.
Won't be long. How's Joe doing with his leak?
Oh, he's not doing anything. Just standing there gloating. He sure is going to beat Bert this year.
That'd be a nice birthday present for him.
Oh, I'll never hear the last of it if he doesn't.
I've got an idea about the cake competition that might keep him sweet.
Oh, good. He wants me to go down the ball this evening.
Oh, does he?
He's arranged to meet Bert.
Oh, well, that's nice. It's supposed to be a friendly competition.
Friendly? You must be joking. He wants me to ply Bert with beer so he can get all his secrets out of him.
It's not very sporting.
Yeah, it's not going to happen either.
Well, good.
If Dad wants to get Bert drunk, he can pay for it himself.
Now, I don't want neither of you going out this evening.
Why not?
Edward says he wants to talk to us.
Hmm. Well, that'll make a change. He's been a real grouse these last few weeks. What about?
Dunno. Maybe it's something to do with his 21st. I wish he'd let us give him a family party.
Oh, he's getting a bit old for that. You got to face facts, Clary. Your baby's all grown up now.
Suppose so.
Not before time, if you ask me.
So the decree absolutes come through.
That's nice for you, dear.
It's great. We went out last night to celebrate.
Good.
Thought you'd be really pleased, Mum. That's why I came to tell you. Leaves the way open for Matt to make an honest woman of me.
I'm sorry. Of course I'm pleased.
What's the matter?
Hazel and Jack have been a long time in our bedroom.
Oh, she's here, is she? What's she want now?
She brought Jack a present.
Makes a change. Her forking out for something. What present?
A cardigan. She's been to London.
It's a long way to buy a cardigan.
To see a solicitor. Roy told me.
Oh, is that right? Well, don't worry, Mum. I'll soon get to the bottom.
What do you think? Isn't it lovely?
Oh, yes, dear. Very nice.
Really suits him, I think. Oh. Hello, Lillian. Good to see you.
Hello.
And it's so lovely and warm. Just a thing for the chilly evenings.
Nice of Hazel to take the time.
She's very good to me.
And she must have been so busy.
Lillian.
Yes, I was. Why don't you test it out, Dad? Take a turn round the garden with Lillian. See how warm it really is.
That's a good idea.
Well, I'd love to, of course, but I
you
actually
can show
think
what
I should...
Peggy's entering for the flower and produce. I'm sure she'll be interested.
Good idea. Come on then, Lillian.
Well, it's all right, dear. You go. We'll join you in a minute.
Yes.
Our chrysanthemums are very good this year.
Are they?
Hicks started us off, which was very generous of him when he's always been so competitive himself.
Good. That's them out of the way.
Have you got something to say to me, Hazel?
Yes. And I don't particularly want Dad to hear it.
You'd better get on with it, then.
What do you think you were playing at? Trying to get enduring power of attorney without informing me?
Power of... Jack told you that?
Of course he did. We're very close. Or hadn't you noticed?
It was just an idea. Jack wasn't very keen on it.
I'm sure you'd have talked him round.
I fail to see what my private discussions with my husband have to do with you.
They've got a lot to do with me. I'm his daughter. It's my legal right to be kept informed.
There was nothing to inform you about.
Do you think I can't see your game?
I'm not playing one.
Give me a break. If I hadn't rushed here the moment I heard about Dad's condition, then...
Yes.
It would have been all over, wouldn't it? You'd have cut me out of everything.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Even if I wanted to, do you really think Jack would have let that happen?
Doesn't matter. Because I'm here, and it's not going to. I want my rights, and I'm going to get them.
Rights? What rights?
My rights as his daughter.
A fine daughter you've been. You don't know the meaning of the word.
I do.
How long is it since you sent him a Christmas card?
Is that the best you can come up with? Christmas cards? What do they matter?
They matter to Jack. Every year I have to sit and say nothing while he watches every post. Every year he's disappointed. Every year he makes some pitiful excuse. It must have got lost. Hazel's so busy.
I am. He understands.
Well, I don't.
He understands what's important. I'm here now, aren't I? In his hour of need?
Only because you think there's something in it for you.
Dad would be very upset to hear you talking to me like this.
I know he would. He'd also be very upset that you think I could possibly persuade him to deprive you of your rights, as you call them.
I'm glad to hear it.
You don't know him at all. When has he ever let you go without?
He's always very good at picking up the tab, I'll give you that.
How can you speak about your father like that?
It wasn't enough. Money isn't everything.
Really? It seems to be all you care about.
Is tea ready yet, Mum?
Hello, love. Just waiting for these taters.
Oh, good, I'm starving.
Your Mum says you got something you want to talk to us about.
Oh, yeah.
It'll do after tea.
We're all here now. Why doesn't he just get it off his chest? Then I can still go down the pub with Dad.
Oh, there's more important things in life than you getting your pint today.
Well, might as well get it over with. Well, you must have noticed I ain't been too happy this last couple of months.
Not to tell with you.
Eddie, what's the matter, love? What's wrong?
Nothing. Sorry, Mum. I've decided to go travelling again.
Edward!
Where to?
Australia.
What?
Australia?
Bit drastic, ain't it? Wasn't hungry for enough.
It's a great opportunity. I can get a working holiday visa and stay there for a year.
A year?
Up to a year. And Kenton's going to get me set up with a job.
Oh, it was his daft idea, was it? I might have known.
That's not daft, Dad. It'd be really easy for me to get work with my farming background. It sounds like such a great place.
But it's such a long way away.
You can come and see me.
Oh, yeah, if you won the lottery.
That's not as pricey as you'd think.
Well, you can afford the fare, then.
Just about. And then Oliver's going to...
Oliver! You told him first, did you?
What does he think?
Well, he thinks it's a great idea. Look, I had to, Dad. I need some money in the bank, you see, just for emergencies, like.
What emergencies?
No, there's not going to be any, Mum. It's just a formality.
And he's going to come up with this formality, is he?
Yeah. He says it's a great opportunity. And he thinks when I come back, it's...
You are coming back, then?
Yeah, of course I am, Mum. Well, I'll have all this experience.
Oh, I bet.
The work experience. Oliver thinks it's going to look great on my CV. Oh, that's Jazzer. I really need to speak to him. Shan't be a minute, all right? All right, mate. Yeah. Okay?
Australia. Oh, Eddie.
Hey, come on, love. You thought going to Hungary was a good thing for him, as it turned out.
Yeah, but I thought that were the end of it. Still, if Edward's really serious...
Sounds as though he is. And if there's no stopping him...
We ought to support him. Oh, no. But it's such a long way.
I know you think you can take advantage of his illness.
Me?
Once you've got enduring power of attorney, you're laughing. Everything's in your hands.
You seriously think I'd abuse Jack's trust like that?
Yes, I seriously do. But you needn't think you're...
They're coming back. I don't want Jack to find us quarrelling.
Afraid he'll find out the truth?
I'm not prepared to continue this discussion in front of him.
I'd be more tactful than to let him know I thought he was so gaga he needed someone to run his affairs.
Stop. He'll be through in a minute.
Don't think you've heard the last of this.
I didn't imagine for a moment I had. Oh, hello, love.
Where's Dad?
Still admiring his chrysanthemums. Wants you to go and take a look.
Me?
Yeah, you. Of course, sir. If it's too much trouble.
Nothing's too much trouble for me where Dad's concerned.
So I've noticed.
You still be here when I get back, Lillian?
Oh, yes. I'm not going anywhere.
How delightful. So nice when all the family gets together, isn't it?
Is Jack all right?
Yes, yes, he's fine. It was you I was worried about. Don't like leaving you alone with that nasty piece of work.
No.
What's she want?
Oh, Lillian, Jack's told her I suggested taking out an enduring power of attorney.
Oh, that's what's rattled her cage, is it?
Yes.
I suppose she was bound to wheedle it out of him sooner or later.
She was very angry.
What about?
She says she ought to have been kept informed.
Is that what this solicitor of hers said?
I suppose so. She wasn't specific.
I'd get that checked out, Mum. I wouldn't trust anything she says.
I'm just so worried.
Why? I thought you said Jack wouldn't have anything to do with the idea.
Well, he wasn't keen, but...
Well, then. Not much Madam can do about it, is there?
Every year, Higgs wins with his chrysanthemums. It's quite a tradition.
Yes, I remember.
But Peggy thinks we might be in with a chance this year. I'm so glad you'll be here for it. It's one of the high spots of the Ambridge calendar.
I'll expect you to show off your new cardigan there, then.
Oh, I shall, if it's not too hot.
Took some finding, I can tell you. I wanted to get it just right.
It's very kind of you. You're so good to me.
Got so absorbed, I nearly missed my appointment at the solicitor's.
You went to see your solicitor? No problems, I hope.
No, no. I was just intrigued, after our talk the other day.
Which talk was that?
About that power of attorney.
Oh.
I thought I'd do a bit of research. Get things straight in my mind, so I can be more used to you.
That was kind. But I told you there's no need. I really don't like the idea.
I know that's what you said. But remember, I said I thought it might be quite a sensible idea.
Yes.
For Peggy's sake.
Peggy?
I understand your reservations. You're perfectly capable of looking after your own business affairs.
Oh, I like to think so.
But I don't think you're seeing the situation from Peggy's point of view.
She's talked about it enough.
Yes. But she couldn't explain what was really on her mind.
Why not?
She's a proud woman. She can't tell you she's worried how she'd cope.
With what?
I don't like to talk about this, Dad. But I think I have to. In fairness to Peggy.
Go on.
We hope it'll never happen, Dad. And it's certainly a long way off. But suppose your illness does get worse.
Yes.
You wouldn't want Peggy to have the burden of looking after all your business affairs at such a time, would you?
No, but...
She hasn't got your business acumen. She wouldn't know where to begin.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
She'd want to concentrate all her effort on looking after you.
Hmm. That's what worries me. That it will be all too much for her.
But it doesn't have to be now I'm here. Two people can take power of attorney. Be co-signatories.
Hmm, Peggy did say something about that. She thought our solicitor might be one.
You don't need to bother him. We can keep it in the family.
How?
Oh, I'd be very happy to help Peggy out. Between the two of us, I think we'd manage.
Oh, Hazel, you take it on.
Of course. It would lighten the load. She's not getting any younger herself, is she?
No, that worries me too. You seem to have thought of everything.
I just wanted to put your mind at rest. If this would help...
Of course it would. I'll speak to Peggy about it. She'll be so pleased.
Jill's determined to win.
Speak to Peggy about it. She'll be so pleased.
Now, though, Jill's determined to win in the Archers.
And here are my carrots.
Well, they look splendid, as far as I can see.
I hope so. Of course, I shan't really know until I dig them up on Sunday.
You are taking it seriously this year.
I always like to get involved.
You don't usually enter so much.
No, but this year it's personal. So how about you?
Oh, just our usual things. Jack wants us to put our croissants in.
Won't that upset Higgs?
It'll upset Jack if we don't win. He's got a very competitive streak under that jovial exterior.
Maybe we all have. How is he?
Oh, he's fine. Much better since he started taking the medication.
Good.
And whatever I think about it, having Hazel here has really cheered him up.
Hard for you, though.
Oh, well.
Must be a bit easier now she's moved to Grey Gables, though.
In some ways. I'm feeling quite guilty about Jack, actually.
What, because you find Hazel a try? Well, he can't expect...
Oh, no, it isn't that. You remember that parrot I told you he thought he saw?
And you were humouring him?
I didn't need to. He did see it. There really is a parrot.
Good heavens. So you've seen it too?
Yes, Grey Gables. Seems to have taken up residence there.
Like Hazel.
Jack's very keen to see it again. When I get back, we're going to look. It's a good time. It'll be coming back to roost.
How exciting, a parrot in Ambridge. Could I come with you?
Yes, we're interested.
Oh, I am. I bet Linda is too, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, she's determined to identify it.
She'll be there then, do you think?
I don't know. I suppose she might be.
If we see it, we could go and find her, couldn't we, as she's so keen?
They were really sweet of you to bring Grandad's card round.
Oh, Emma thought it'd be nice for himself something to open Sunday morning.
She's a good girl.
We got his present, of course, but we want to give him that ourselves.
You're coming round someday?
I hope so. Only thing is, George seems to have picked a bit of a cold.
Oh dear, poor baby. Is Emma taking him down the doctor's?
Oh, no, it's nothing serious, but we might not want to take him out if he hasn't improved by Sunday.
It would be nice if you could come.
Yeah, we'll try.
All the family together. Could be one of the last times.
Grandad doesn't reckon he's on his way out again, does he? Tell him not to be so daft.
And ain't him that might be missing. It's Edward. He's on the move again.
Oh, yeah? Where's he going this time?
Australia.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, he's serious, love.
Oh, he's always serious. Don't mean it ever happens.
He's really gone into it this time. He's got all the gen from Kenton.
They're two of a kind.
And Oliver's going to lend him some money.
More fool him.
Look, I'm not very happy about it, love, but you could be a bit more positive.
Why? Mum, it'll never happen. He's just upsetting you for nothing.
He went to Hungary.
Only because Oliver arranged it all for him. Was he supposed to be doing this on his own?
Yeah. Didn't mention Jazz are going.
I shouldn't think they'd let him in. All on his own, some Ed will never manage it.
He has changed.
How? How is this a change? He's just running away again, isn't he?
I don't think that's fair.
Can't make his life work here, so instead of buckling down and getting on with it, he runs away. I think it's pathetic.
He's not like you, love. You're the steady one.
The dull one, you mean?
No, of course I don't.
Well, that's what Ed thinks. Well, I've got a job I love, a wife I love, and a baby I love. If that's dull, bring it on.
It's nice to see you so happy. I'm glad one of you is settled.
Best thing I ever did.
Yeah.
Only one thing missing.
This seems to be its favourite tree, so if we just wait here...
Oh, I hope it'll come. I'd like Peggy to see it again. I don't know why she isn't here yet.
Well, I'm sure she won't be long.
We said we'd meet here. At least, I think we did.
Yes. How did you get here?
Hazel very kindly gave me a lift up. She's so good to me.
Oh, yes. I find her charming, I must say, and very astute.
Oh, yes. She's got a good business head on her shoulders. And so much energy.
All these film projects of hers. Very glamorous. But then that's America for you.
She's told me she'd like to find some work in this country, if she could.
Well, our film industry could certainly do with a shot in the arm.
Oh, not necessarily in that area. She's got so much experience of running things.
Well, that would be nice for you if she could settle here.
Yes, yes it would. I think it would make her happy too. She's really thrown herself into life here.
I know. She told me she was coming to the flower and produce.
Have you entered much this year?
Oh, not really. Just my courgette chutney.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Well, I've been so busy with my other interests. The cat and fiddle project.
Yes. I hear your village walk went well.
Oh, it did, thank you. And of course, with this article in Borsetshire Live coming out.
Oh, yes.
Took so much preparation.
Thought you'd give the others a chance this year, eh?
Yes. Oh, look, here's Peggy now.
Oh, and Jill. That's right, she said she was going to see her.
Jack, here you are.
Hello, love.
I was quite worried when you weren't at the lodge.
Why? Didn't we say we'd meet here?
Afternoon, Linda. Nice to see you.
And you?
No, we didn't. I said I'd pick you up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I couldn't find you at home.
I said there'd be a simple explanation.
Didn't you see the note?
What note?
Hazel brought me up.
Oh, did she?
She said she'd leave you a note, just in case.
Well, I didn't see it.
Well, you probably didn't notice it if you were worried.
Yes, that'll be it. It doesn't matter. You haven't missed the parrot.
Oh, good. Is that why you came, Jill?
Yes. Its fame is spreading.
I'm surprised you found the time, though.
Oh, I want a good look at it so I can identify it.
When you must be so busy.
Always so many irons in the fire.
Oh, well, I like to feel I make a full contribution to the life of the community.
You do. And with the flower and produce coming up...
Linda was just saying she hadn't entered much this year.
Really?
That's right. Only my...
Oh, look, Jack.
Huh?
Look.
Yes. Here it comes.
Where? I can't see.
Oh, yes. Coming out of the wood.
To its favourite roost. I must make a note of what type of tree this is. It could be significant.
Yes, I see it. Look, Peggy, isn't it beautiful?
Oh, yes. Yes, Jack, it is.
I'd really like us to have another baby.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But not...
But when I mentioned it to Emma, she didn't seem keen on the idea at all.
I'm surprised. Give the poor girl a chance. George ain't even a year old, yeah?
But I want lots. We've got to get on with it.
Easy for you to say. You only get to do the good bit.
Mum?
Just trying to get you to see it from her point of view.
You know how much I do for George.
She's still the one who's going to carry the baby for 9 months.
Well, she was lovely when she was pregnant.
Through labour.
Oh, she was so brave.
Breastfeed.
Well, she likes that.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. But the old business is still a shock to the system.
I suppose.
She's still getting used to the baby she has got.
But she loves George so much. I thought it would be double the fun.
Oh, double the work. I should know.
I'd do my bit.
If you had 2 children still in nappies, it'd take more than that.
I thought it'd be easier having children close together. Nicer for them.
But it would mean Emma'd be stuck at home for ages. Young women these days don't like that.
Yeah, she does get a bit restless sometimes.
What she'll want is a nice little part-time job while George is still in nappies.
Oh, she talks about going back to the calf. But that'd be full-time.
She couldn't manage that.
That's what I said.
No, she wants a nice little job. Just to get her out of the house, give her a bit of company.
She says she gets lonely.
A bit of money of her own, that's always nice.
Well, I give her money. She don't go short.
She's been used to having her own. Couple of years, she'll come round to the idea.
Can't you wait that long if it makes Emma happy?
Yeah, of course I can.
Might be sooner. I'm sure she'd like a little girl.
I would too.
You can't really dress a boy up.
Nah, not the same.
And you've got more choice with names. You have to be more careful with a boy.
We had a lot of trouble settling on a name for George.
Now, if it's a girl, you can really let yourself go. Natalie, I liked. Your dad wanted to call you Claire because it sounded like Clary.
Well, that's an idea. What sounds like Emma? M-R. Well, it's like initials, isn't it?
What about Mary? Mary Ruth?
Or Mary Rose.
Oh, well, that's beautiful. Little Mary Rose.
Nice, this, isn't it?
Yes. Seems a long time since we've had a drink out here on the terrace.
Lovely view. We should do it more often.
We should make the effort to get out more.
I expect we'll be popping up to Grey Gables a lot now Hazel's staying here.
Yes.
Or to come and look at the palette.
Oh, yes, we must do that.
Now you're sure it exists.
Oh, Jack, don't. I'm sorry.
I know, I forget things, Peggy. Like where we're supposed to meet.
Well, that doesn't matter.
But I haven't started seeing things yet.
I should have believed you.
I was only teasing. Who knows? Maybe one day I will.
That's not going to happen. You're doing so well.
At the moment. We've got to be realistic, Peggy.
We have to hope for the best.
And prepare for the worst. I think maybe we should arrange this power of attorney thing, just in case.
Do you? But I thought you were quite against the idea.
I was wrong. Could be useful in an emergency. No harm in having it ready.
Well, yes, that's what I said.
I was just being stubborn. Hazel maybe sees sense.
Hazel did?
Hmm. Explained how unfair I was being.
Unfair?
To you. She really looks out for you, you know.
What exactly did she say?
She offered to help you.
And how's she planning to do that?
She'd be a co-signatory. Then you wouldn't have to worry at all.
A co-signatory?
In case you were ill or anything. Hazel could step into the breach.
I don't see how, if she's in America.
Well, she won't go back, will she, if she's running Grey Gables for me?
You haven't decided that, have you?
I'm seriously thinking about it.
Oh, Jack, can't you see the problem?
What problem? All I can see is that Hazel has made a very generous offer. What I don't understand, Peggy, is why you don't see it like that.
It's complicated.
Seems simple enough to me. You wanted me to let you take out power of attorney. And now I'm agreeing.
I still think it'd make more sense for the co-signatory to be our solicitor.
Why?
He'd understand all the legal ins and outs.
So does Hazel. She's done a lot of research. And she's a very clever girl.
But he'd have your best interests at heart.
And Hazel wouldn't? Is that what you're saying?
Not exactly.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
You're already giving her money for her film business and thinking of letting her take over Grey Gables. Don't you think there might be a conflict of interest?
No, I don't. Hazel's trying to help us. Oh, you're so prejudiced against her.
No, I'm not.
And now you're jealous too.
Jealous?
Because I didn't like the idea when you brought it up, but Hazel's made me see sense.
That's got nothing to do with it.
You wanted me to make a decision, Peggy. And now I've made one.
The Arches was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.